Orrin Fisella, Jr. Fisella, right?
Fisella.
Yeah, I knew his daddy, I believe.
Go right to the slides, Kathy.
No.
Mr. Fisella is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 9-foot by 20-foot timber deck that was constructed atop a existing boathouse situated along Urbana Creek, along Ivy Shores Boulevard in Middlesex County. Project's located up this little branch of Urbana Creek. This is Urbana Creek, town of Urbana, Rappahannock River out here. A little bit closer view. Creek's about 650 feet wide at the project site. This is the Saluda Landing, also known as Oaks Landing, behind the town of Saluda. There are several other piers and boathouses in the immediate vicinity. Creek's approximately 6 feet deep at mean low water. This is the 2002 aerial of the project site. Mr. Fusella's boathouse is visible right here, but a recent addition and the subject deck had not been constructed when this picture was taken. A little bit closer view. This is his residence here atop this steep bank overlooking the Urbana Creek. At the March 2000 Commission meeting, the Commission considered and approved a request by Mr. Fusella to construct a 60-foot by 20-foot enclosed addition to an existing 60-foot by 25-foot enclosed boathouse. This is a cross-section from that permit. This is the plan view from the permit that was approved back in March of 2000. Last year, while reviewing an application for a boathouse on the other side of the creek, staff noticed that the deck had been constructed atop Mr. Fusella's recently constructed boathouse addition. That's the deck area right up there on top of the newer boathouse. This is an aerial photograph taken in May of 2005 of the deck on top of the boathouse. Staff contacted the applicant and conducted a site visit on November 1st of 2005. He was informed that the deck was a violation, and a notice to comply was sent to Mr. Fusella on January 19th. The notice directed removal of the unauthorized deck by March 15th or submittal of an after-the-fact application to retain the deck. We received the after-the-fact application on February 15th of this year. This is the plan view drawing from the after-the-fact application. You can see this is the new boathouse addition. In yellow is highlighted the 9x20 deck. The cross-sectional drawings. In his letter accompanying the application, Mr. Fusella explained that he was unaware the permit was required for the deck since it was constructed in the same footprint and extended no higher than his authorized boathouse. He said he did not intentionally violate any commission rules. I added this. This is the front page from the cover letter of the Mr. Fusella's permit. It was granted in May of 2000, notifying him in bold print that any deviation required a permit modification. This is from atop the on the deck. The stated purpose of the deck is to provide a sitting area to enjoy the views of the creek and to provide a protected area for the placement of dock furniture. We acknowledge that the view atop Mr. Fusella's boathouse is outstanding. However, we must note that he may also enjoy stunning views from the large deck adjacent to his house, as well as the deck and gazebo located along the steps leading to the pier. This is a little gazebo here, decks, extensive steps leading down the bank, and his house, again, is on top of the steep bank. The project does not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground. No protests have been received, and no state agencies have commented on the proposal. When reviewing proposals to build over state-owned submerged lands, the Commission's subaqueous guidelines direct staff to consider, among other factors, the water dependency and the necessity of the proposed structure. Furthermore, when considering authorization for such structures for private use, Section 28.2.1205 of the Code stipulates that, in addition to other factors, the Commission shall also consider the public and private benefits of the proposed project and shall exercise its authority under this section consistent with the public trust doctrine as defined by common law of the Commonwealth adopted pursuant to Section 1-10 in order to protect and safeguard the public right to use and enjoy for the use and enjoyment of subaqueous lands of the Commonwealth held in trust by it for the benefit of the people as conferred by the public trust doctrine in the Constitution of Virginia. Staff does not consider the deck to be water dependent and believes that it is an unnecessary addition to an already large structure. Additionally, Mr. Cusella already has several decks on his private property that provide outstanding views of the creek and a more protected area for the deck furniture. As such, we recommend denial of the project and recommend further the Commission direct removal of the deck within 60 days.
Any questions from the Commission? All right, thank you.
One question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Are you also asking for, of course, removal of the door and the stairs leading up to it that are on the interior of the...
Believe that would be appropriate. There is a landing that's in the old part of the boathouse that does provide some storage inside of the boathouse. That there are some steps leading up there, but obviously the door I think would have to be closed off.
All right. Is the applicant present?
I didn't see where he had signed in.
Is Mr. Lawrence Fusella Jr. present? Anyone representing him? Okay, the matter is before the commission.
Mr. Commissioner.
I think this is a perfect example of, something that after the fact permit, the applicant's not even here. This is obviously a situation where it was built against the regulations, whether intentional or not, and I move that we concur with staff's recommendations and order the removal of the structure, the door, and any stairway above the landing that's on the inside of the boathouse.
Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Mr. Garrison. Further discussion from the commission? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right, thank you. Item 10, Blue Water Yachting Center. Tracy?